Welcome, my friends, to the Generations Radio Broadcast. Kevin Swanson, your host with you. I'm a homeschool father of five. We raise our kids out here in the Eastern Plains of Colorado during this slow but steady decline of Western civilization, the breakdown of the Western world. Indeed, we're seeing things break down, most certainly, sociologically. The family's breaking down. The faith is breaking down. The economic situation is breaking down. As long as you consider the debt-to-GDP ratios in America, Europe, and of course, Japan, the other developed nation. So the debt to GDP ratio is about twice what they were 14, 15 years ago. So friends, again, what we're seeing is the slow but steady economic breakdown, the socioeconomic breakdown of the entire Western world. And so we're going to look at some of the causes for that. We're going to visit Edward Gibbon's description of the rise and fall of the Roman Empire as well in just a moment. But here's a data point that I think is helpful. Steve Vaughn, with me today on this broadcast. Steve, welcome.
Thank you. It's good to be here. Good to see you.
And Steve, did some research. KansasCity.com did a summary of this. Their data coming from, sadly, Pornhub.com. Don't go there. But the number one pornography user in the world by traffic per capita is now?
United States?
Not America.
It's not?
It's not America. No, it's
so
not
So we got
to
be at least number two. So who?
No. Actually, the UK is the top porn user in America by traffic per capita.
Wow.
Followed by Canada. Canada's number two.
I would have thought France.
Yeah, Canada. And Australia's number three. Now, what do we know about these? But they are, well, Western nations. Most definitely the rotted out Western nations of the British Empire. The British Empire was once the greatest empire in the world. Now, not so much anymore. You agree?
I would agree with that. They are they're on decline rapidly.
Yeah. So number one pornography user in the world by traffic, friends, it's the UK, the United Kingdom, the most rotted out nation in the world, the UK, followed by Canada at number two, Australia number three, United States is number four. So we came in at number four. Now, you know, in terms of overall traffic, Steve, we are number one. But if you take the traffic per capita, America's number four. Does
okay,
that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. So top pornography users in the world are the UK, Canada, Australia, United States, followed by France, Japan, Italy, and Spain.
Wow, Japan.
Now, it turns out the up-and-coming destructive nations, that is, the nations that are destroying themselves more so, increasing their porn use, South Korea, Kazakhstan, Syria, and Cuba. Now, in terms of the states that hit the porn sites for the longest remain the politically conservative southern states of Mississippi, Alabama, South Carolina, Louisiana, and Arkansas.
Wow.
So it seems, now this, I think we've referred to this before. We've done maybe two programs on this over the last 10 years or so, just to remind people that conservatism tends to be rotting itself out by other means. The liberals use their approaches, but the conservative states seem to be most taken by pornography. I think there's a perceived avoidance of social shame when it comes to sexual sin, all except for the fact that even as guys are doing porn in their basements in Mississippi, Alabama, South Carolina, Louisiana, and Arkansas, all except for the fact that be sure your sins will find you out.
Amen.
And that camera on your computer, Steve?
Yeah.
That URL tracing that goes on everywhere, that's pretty much omnipresent today. So everybody's going to know what you did porn-wise back in 2010, 5 years from now.
Wow. Wow. That
right? I mean, there isn't privacy. This idea that, you know, they can be private. Now, years ago, there weren't all these cameras everywhere. They didn't have this access to what you're doing in the basement, you know, 20 years ago. But today, as people are using their porn everywhere, friends, be sure your sins will find you out. And remember what Jesus said as well, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy. In other words, they're hypocrites. They're hiding their sin. They're whitewashing their sepulchers. They show up on Sunday as deacons collecting the offerings,
And then Sunday night, they're back on the porn sites in the basement. This is the typical American evangelical church that maintains a facade of Christianity, but inside are nothing but dead men's bones. Jesus said, "Beware of the leaven of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy, for there's nothing covered that will not be revealed, nor hidden that will not be known." And here's the thing to do. Confess your sins now, because it's going to come out anyway. You might as well confess your sins now. And salvation and deliverance and redemption comes by Jesus. Praise God. He sets the captives free. He really does. Confess your sins. And he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So I guess, Steve, the best message for anybody who's hiding their sin, confess it now. Reveal it now, because it will be revealed. There is nothing hidden that will not be known. Now, here's one more point to make. You know, as we take a look at the highest porn use in the world, the UK, Canada, Australia, and the United States, friends, these are the nations that are most corrupted. This is a good indication of the degree of dry rot in a society. You typically don't see the dry rot because it's hidden. It's not immediately obvious. That's the way pornography works. But these are the nations most corrupted. They're the richest nations, the most decadent nations. They also seem to be the nations that are most in debt. That's the thing. You know, I kind of follow these nations. Steve, I follow up on these nations. You know, we're following the debt situation. We're following the birth implosions. We're following the porn use. And it's interesting, it's always the same list. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, it's one sin breeds the other sins. I mean, you're not going to find just one grievous sin, and that's the only thing that we're committing. It's lots of other things that are going on, too.
The most indebted nations in the world are what? Spain, Italy, Japan, the United States, and these make for the highest porn use in the world. Again, friends, this is what the nations are doing. They have enough disposable income, they have enough disposable time to sit around and bathing themselves in decadence. And this is what destroys the nation. This destroys the character of the nation. This destroys the social systems. This destroys the economy of the nations. This destroys the manhood of the nation. Nothing like pornography to utterly destroy manhood. It destroys boys so that they're of no use for marriage. It makes for terrible husbands if they ever get married, unless there's repentance and salvation in Christ, who came to save us from these sins. But let me end this segment, Steve, with Edward Gibbon's Rise and Fall of the Roman Empire. Now, of course, this corruption that's going on with massive debt, massive destruction of character, and the massive destruction of sexuality, this dry rot was something that characterized the Roman Empire. Edward Gibbon, who wrote the book The Rise and Fall of the Roman Empire, he wrote the rapid increase of divorce with the undermining of the sanctity of the home was a contributing factor to the decline of the Roman Empire. Again, Edward Gibbon said it was the rapid increase of divorce, which, by the way, has occurred since roughly 1940 in America. Second, it was higher and higher taxes, spending of public money on bread and circuses, and may I say, welfare and food stamps. Thirdly, it was the mad craze for pleasure. The mad craze for pleasure. And that's exactly what we've been talking about here. And fourth, the buildings of gigantic armies to fight external enemies, when the most deadly enemy was the decadence of the people. It was the dry rot of pornography amongst the people. And then finally, it was the decay of religion. It was the faith fading in mere form, losing touch with life and becoming impotent to guide it. And that certainly happened, but thanks be to God. Afterwards, there came the amazing missionary movement and, of course, the Irish as well that contributed to the growth of Christianity in Europe from 400 AD through about 980. All right, we'll be back with more in just a moment on the Generations Broadcast. Folks, under Obamacare, the average family health care premiums now have exceeded $18,000, and more premium increases averaging 25% are expected for next year in 39 states. And remember, over 1,000 Obamacare plans cover abortion, and that's most of them. Five states offer no abortion-free plans at all. And you know that all Obamacare plans contain the contraceptive abortifacient mandate. So what do Christians do? Well, I'll tell you what we have done. My family has gone with the Samaritan Medical Sharing Ministry since 1999. Over 17 years, we have shared our medical needs with brothers and sisters in Christ, and they have shared theirs with us. And the cost? Well, it's about one-third of what the average family pays under Obamacare. And Samaritan Ministries does not support the killing of unborn children. Our family has saved over $200,000 in insurance premiums over the last 17 years, and we have helped literally hundreds of Christian brothers and sisters with their medical needs. We write checks every month to different families who have needs to cover. How cool is that? On top of all of that, we can support the lives of unborn children while the powerful systems in Washington are doing just the opposite. I want to encourage you to check out Samaritan Ministries as an option for your family. Imagine healthcare sharing in a Christian way. Protecting life as Christians do at one-third the cost. Just check it out at SamaritanMinistries.org and mention Kevin Swanson when you sign up, and we'll send you a free copy of my new book, Family Life. That's SamaritanMinistries.org. And welcome back to the Generations Broadcast. Kevin Swanson with you, and Steve Vaughn also with me. Thomas Sowell has been a stalwart conservative economist, a bit of a prophet for the age, and I like him. I followed him for, I'm going to say, maybe three decades now. He's an African-American economist who has been a lecturer at some of the major conservative American universities, and he was interviewed by Fox News. You know this guy,
yeah.
Steve?
Yeah, real good guy.
Yeah. Well, he was interviewed by Fox News just a few days ago, and he told Fox Business News that the U.S. may give in to socialism, quote unquote, we may not make it. I do have a great fear that in the long run, we may not make it. I hate to say that, Sowell continued. The one thing that keeps me from being despairing is that we don't know, which is true. There are so many things we can't possibly know, and so we may make it, but I wouldn't bet on it.
Yeah, those are scary words.
Yeah, he says so many people today, including the leading universities, don't pay much attention to the evidence. When you see people starving in Venezuela and fleeing into neighboring countries and realize this is a country that once had the world's largest oil reserves, you realize that they've ruined a very good prospect with ideas that sounded good, but didn't turn out very well.
Yeah, but we can do better than Venezuela. We know how socialism ought to work, and therefore we can succeed where every other socialist nation failed, right?
Well, I think one of the things that people forget, yeah, is that these other socialist nations have wrought tremendously destructive things upon their own economies when they have attempted. And it's true, China has been a bit of a mix. China, to the extent that they have incorporated capitalism, or at least a more of a free market approach where they respected some degree of private property, didn't do so bad. I had a friend who went to Vietnam and found that Vietnamese restaurants and businesses have far less taxes or government regulation upon them in comparison to the United States of America. This idea that, quote unquote, every single communist country is as egregious in its control, regulation, taxation, and ownership of private property is not true. But socialism itself, the more that nations give into socialism, the more they give into this doctrine that was espoused by guys like Jean-Jacques Rousseau and Karl Marx, the more destructive it is upon that society. Jean-Jacques Rousseau, one of the most destructive, one of the most irrational madmen of all of history, becomes the father of modern socialism. He abandoned five of his children on the steps of an orphanage and then went on to establish modern secular education, public schools. He is the father, the grandfather of public schools, and the grandfather of the modern socialist state that is largely governed by huge and powerful bureaucratic socialist governments. Those sorts of things did not exist for about 5,880 years of world history until Jean-Jacques Rousseau and Karl Marx showed up. And Karl Marx himself, who of course is the father of modern socialism, referred to himself as Apollyon or the destroyer. He wrote, and I have this in my book, Apostate, the Men Who Destroyed the Christian West. He wrote, "I will bring the world to ruins. I will smash it to pieces with my enduring curses," and quite a bit more. I mean, there's quite a bit of his personal testimonies included in his literature, which I include in my book on Apostate, the Men Who Destroyed the Christian West. These are the men that have utterly destroyed modern society. And I think we need to know their ideas, and we need to know that by their fruits ye shall know them. He starved. Karl Marx starved three of his children to death, and his last two daughters committed suicide. It's absolutely essential that people understand that Karl Marx was a madman, potentially demon-possessed. I'm thinking he was probably at least at times possessed by Satan himself. And he starved three of his children to death, and his last two daughters committed suicide. Jesus said, "By their fruits ye shall know them." So as you know, Christian universities and Christian evangelicals increasingly are seeking to follow Karl Marx with their social justice programs and all the rest, they need to read Apostate, the Men Who Destroyed the Christian West, to know the ideas and the men who destroyed the Christian West and their fruits. Jesus said of these teachers, "By their fruits ye shall know them." So it's important that we issue a book on the fruits of the great idea men who put together the modern world with almost all of its institutions.
Yeah, Thomas Sowell came out of Marxism, did he not?
He did. He said he used to be a Marxist, but he repented of it and pulled out of it. So I guess my question is, why does God allow these destructive ideologies into the countries? And I think, Steve, it has to be that God is sovereign. And he is judging the nations. He's destroying the nations by eating them from the inside out. You know, in the olden days, when God wanted to destroy Babylon, he would send Persia after them. When he wanted to destroy Persia, he would send the Greeks after them. When he wanted to destroy Rome, he would send the pagan tribes on them. But now he uses socialism to eat them out from the inside out. He uses pornography, of course, as well as a tool to rot out the nations, but socialism. He uses these ideologies to destroy them from the inside out. They destroy themselves by their suicidal ideologies, and it appears that America is going in that direction. Will America make it? I think Sowell is right. We don't have any idea. Ultimately, God could have mercy on this nation. The future of this nation is in the hands of God.
Yeah. I've said this over and over, that there is no kingdom that's going to be forever.
Right.
America is not forever. The only kingdom that is forever is the kingdom of God and of his Christ.
Amen.
And they shall reign. He shall reign forever and ever.
Amen. And of course, you know, Daniel chapter 2 and Daniel chapter 7, we have these great references to the rock that's cut out of the mountain that eventually destroys all the kingdoms, and this kingdom of God is a kingdom that will endure forever and ever. And that's a comfort. That's why we base our curriculum around the history of the kingdom of God, the history of the missionary movement, the history of the church, because as the kingdoms of men, as these literature programs, and as these great history lessons that were written for the kingdoms of men, As the kingdoms of men fall, the educational programs will fall at the same time, but the kingdom of God will continue. And we need to base our entire history, our entire literature programs around the history of the kingdom of God and the history of the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, because we know the gates of hell will not prevail against that. I think the question of whether God will take this nation down in this generation does hinge to some extent, Steve, upon the remnant of Christians. You remember in, I believe it was Genesis chapter 19, God would not have destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah if there had been, what, 10 righteous people there?
Yeah, just 10. And they couldn't even find 10.
You think there are more than 10 righteous people left here in Colorado?
Well, between our two families.
That's good. That's good. That's good. Between our two families, yeah. Okay. But again, I think Colorado might be just slightly larger than Sodom and Gomorrah.
Yeah, probably so.
But the church is also shrinking in America. The character of the nation is destroying itself. Some 57% of kids born to millennial women are born outside of wedlock, up from 6% in 1960. And so that would be an increase of tenfold over the last 50 years. And that's significant. That's more dry rot. The word of God actually does bring this out for the transgression of the people, many of the princes thereof.
Yeah.
And so you do get an increase in socialism. You get an increase in the odds that the state will unravel. The rest of that verse does say that with the wisdom of leaders, the state will be prolonged. So a nation will be prolonged by the wisdom of leaders.
That's scary.
But with the transgression of the people increases, it turns out the people will vote in leaders that are less than wise.
You mean Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is not wise?
Well, I hate to say this, but I do believe that our leaders are less and less wise.
Yes.
And Steve, I think we can say this only because if you ask them what the beginning of wisdom and knowledge is, they probably wouldn't respond with the fear of God.
I'm pretty sure that is true.
And the character of the nation really matters. The grassroots of the nation really matters. The state of the church in the nation really matters. You see, to look to politics is not the answer. To look to the foundations. Benjamin Franklin said it right when he said, either you'll be governed by God or by God you'll be governed. And that means that either you'll be governed by God's laws or you'll be self-governed. Your fathers will be responsible. Your young men will stay out of pornography. Your families will stay intact. Your marriages will stay away from divorce. Either you'll be governed by God or by God you'll be governed, which means as God determines, by the sovereignty of God, he will bring terrible tyranny down upon you, which is a form of socialism. And socialism and tyranny works against anarchy, and these things eventually play off against themselves until they destroy the nation. Well, the question of whether governments should do more, should we see an increase in socialism in America, each successive generation agrees with that statement. The Gen Zers, 70% agree that government should do more in our lives. 64% of millennials say government should do more in our lives. 53% of Gen Xers says government should do more in our lives. 49% of boomers and 39% of the silent generation agree with the statement that government should do more in our lives. So what does that mean? That means that the Gen Zers are twice as likely, 70%, over 39% for the silent generation. The Gen Zers agree with the statement that government should do more in our lives. So the trajectories towards endorsing homosexuality and sexual anarchy has increased with the Generation Zs and the millennials exponentially over the previous generations. And of course, concomitant with that is their view that government should do more. In other words, the more immoral a society will be, the more they will invite tyranny to govern them. And that's precisely what has happened with the Gen Zers and millennials who have embraced massive sexual anarchy, and they hope that government will tyrannize the living daylights out of them. Well, the only hope for a society like this is to turn to God in repentance. The only hope is a revival of the preaching of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, to call men and women to repentance, to see the desperate condition they're in, not just politically, but morally. Not just in terms of the increase in political tyranny, but in terms of the increase of sin's tyranny over their lives. And then they need to realize that only the Son can make them free. And if they are free, they will be free indeed. Well, I treat this subject about political freedom and the future of this country in my little book, The Story of Freedom, which is being re-released right now, Steve. We've got an entire crate of this new book called The Story of Freedom that's coming. And by the way, you can order a copy online right now if you'd like to understand a little more of the history of freedom, defense for freedom as established by a biblical worldview. And of course, the amazing and most exciting and most impressive story of what some of the most courageous people have done to fight for freedom and to bring political freedom to the Western world over 800 years. Now, granted, we're losing these freedoms. And as Thomas Sowell said, I doubt it. I'd have a hard time betting on the fact that freedom will survive in this nation. But I still think that before freedom dies out, we as Christian families should share the exciting story of Western freedoms with our children. Let's not forget our heritage. Please leave something of a record of the heritage of Western freedoms with your kids as they descend into the gulags, as they descend into the communist and socialist nations that seem to be where we're headed. So let's not forget our heritage. But more than that, let's give God the glory and the thanksgiving for 800 years of the heritage of freedom that has blessed this nation. Friends, tell your kids the story of freedom. We are releasing this book right now. You can purchase this book, The Story of Freedom. It's a some 300-page story of the history of freedom and a defense of the concept of freedom from a biblical worldview perspective, available at our website, generations.org, or kevinswanson.com. Get the story of freedom right now at our website, kevinswanson.com or generations.org. This is Kevin Swanson and Steve on with me, and we invite you back again next time as we continue to lay down a vision for the next generation.